The Magnifier, issue number 95, April through June 2014. This is a special edition that answers the question, I was just diagnosed with macular degeneration. What should I do? Written by Dr. Joe Fontenot, Medical Director, Community Services for Vision Rehabilitation. You have just been told by your eye doctor that you have age-related macular degeneration. What should you do? First, don't panic. Most, 85% of cases of age-related macular degeneration are the so-called dry type and tend to progress slowly. The other 15%, the wet type, has bleeding and growth of new blood vessels inside the eye. This more aggressive form of AMD can now be treated. For the past 10 years, treatment in the form of anti-VEGF or antivascular endothelial growth factor drugs have helped slow down the progression of this previously untreatable condition. Although not a complete cure, the anti-VEGF drugs do slow the progression of the disease and usually keep vision loss from being very severe. Total blindness is rare with AMD. Another reason to not panic is that if your only vision problem is age-related macular degeneration, it is very unlikely that you will go totally blind. Your vision probably will slowly get worse and you may have to give up driving and reading normally. However, it is rare to have total blindness, not being able to tell night and day and needing a white-tipped cane or guide dog. Peripheral vision is almost always retained, enabling you to find your way around familiar surroundings and, with some help, even in unfamiliar places. The same is not true of glaucoma, diabetic eye disease, and retinitis pigmentosa. In these diseases, total loss may occur, but with age-related macular degeneration alone, it is very rare. So, what should I do? First, do what your doctor says. If recommended that you see a retinal specialist, do so. If recommended that you return every 6 months, do likewise. Even if treatment is not recommended initially, you still might benefit from active treatment later on. Your doctor may recommend several general health measures to slow down the progression of age-related macular degeneration. These may include stop smoking. If you have ARMD and smoke, you are much more likely to have rapid progression of vision loss and develop the more aggressive wet form. Control other risk factors such as high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and poor diet. These do predispose ARMD and may increase the rate of progression. Supplements. The doctor may prescribe certain types of vitamins shown to slow progression of age-related macular degeneration. Eat green leafy vegetables that contain lutein and zeaxanthin. These may improve visual function and possibly prevent worsening of vision. Wear sunglasses with ultraviolet blocking and a hat with a brim when outdoors. And finally, use an Amsler grid. The doctor may recommend that you check your vision regularly by looking at an Amsler grid. This is a small chart with a grid pattern with a dot in the center. You check each eye separately by looking at the dot and noticing the grid pattern surrounding the dot. If you have age-related macular degeneration, some part of the grid pattern will be absent or distorted. If this gets worse or abnormal in new areas, you need to let your doctor know. How to prepare for vision loss. Even if your vision changes are mild, and even if you are still reading and driving, you should accept the fact that with age-related macular degeneration, gradual decrease in vision is very common. You want to know what to do if this happens, and not be suddenly shocked to find that you cannot read or use your computer. So, find out what can be done early. In this regard, ask your doctor for local resources such as low vision clinics or other low vision services and visit them. These may help you to be able to continue doing the things you need or want to be able to do without interruption if your vision worsens. Also, seek information from reliable sources online, in print, or by telephone. There are many reliable sources of information and advice about the many magnifiers, computer adaptations, and training that will allow you to continue to function and even work. Unfortunately, there are also some unreliable sources and even some that attempt to take advantage of desperate people and sell them things that will not help. What are some reliable sources of information? A local low vision rehabilitation clinic, if recommended by your eye doctor, or one of the resources below. The Macular Degeneration Foundation at www.eyesight.org. Telephone number 888-633-3937. MD Support at mdsupport.org or 888-866-6148. The American Academy of Ophthalmology at geteyesmart.org. The American Foundation for Blind at afb.org or 212-502-7615. The American Council of the Blind at 202-467-5081 or 800-424-8666. The National Federation of the Blind at nfb.org and Lighthouse International, help near you at visionconnection.org or 800-829-0500. Books about macular degeneration. There are two books available easily through Amazon.com. One, Macular Degeneration, The Complete Guide to Saving and Maximizing Your Sight by Lilas Monk, MD. Also, The First Year, Age-Related Macular Degeneration by Dan Roberts. In addition, there are several free books available through lowvision.preventblindness.org. That's lowvision.preventblindness.org. or by calling 1-800-331-2020, extension 6018. Some of these go by the title, Caring for the Visually Impaired, Self-Help Guide to Non-Visual Skills, Reflections, Poetry, and Humor, and Visual Skills Workbook. What can I do after obtaining this information? 1. Keep up to date. Consider joining a low vision support group. 2. Periodically revisit the recommended online resources for any new developments. And 3. Remember to keep eye doctor appointments as recommended, or at least once a year. In summary, if told you have age-related macular degeneration, don't panic. ARMD is a chronic, usually slowly progressive disease that rarely causes total blindness. Treatment is now available for the more severe forms of the disease. Resources, aids, devices, and training are available to help maintain function and independence. Use them. Search and obtain information early to reduce anxiety and make adaption quick and easy if vision loss occurs or progresses. By doing the above, you are much less likely to panic, become depressed, and lose valuable time and function if vision loss progresses. Follow the Boy Scouts motto and be prepared. This completes the magnifier issue number 95.